10 getting started early in basketball games, and fouls will be an issue as well. They tend to at times get themselves into some foul trouble, and a lot of that's because they're undersized. Effort works a doggone hard in the middle, and it won't be any different here tonight. The Bombers have had a tremendous amount of size, but probably a little bit more size inside than do the Spartans here tonight. So it'll be real important for them to try to get off to a good start here early and not let things get away from them like they did that first time on their home floor.
Yeah, it was a very slow start that first time around, and let Wheatley get going early. We'll see if they can slow that down at the start of this one. The Bombers will be wearing their home white uniforms with the black lettering and the gold trim for the Exira EHK Spartans. They're wearing their road maroon and black, as they like to chant. As they'll wear those uniforms with the white lettering, and then they've got the actually the black and the white trim there down the side of the uniform. So we're ready to get things started here. We sit on the scorer's table side of the gymnasium where the home crowd sits. And we're ready to tap things up here as the Bombers will be jumping it up in the middle against the Spartans. And it's going to be Drew Peppers against Jake Reed to get things started. Whistle is ready to go, and the tap is going to be controlled by Exira EHK. They start working from left to right here as we look at it. Jared Hansen will start things out front here for the Spartans. They'll work it across in the corner. Now a pass down on the baseline, and Drew Peppers couldn't handle that one, and they'll turn it over immediately here to Adair Casey. So the Bombers will inbound and walk it up the floor here. Once again for them, it's Emmett Wheatley, Jake Reed, James Grubbs, Brad Patterson, and Logan Dinkla. And they'll try to bounce pass down underneath. They were looking down there for Patterson, but it's tipped and stolen. Good job by Peppers to get a hand in there. Back the other way. Here come the Spartans now. Peppers baseline kick out. Hansen top. Over to right side. That's Schweery. Now down a low. Paulson turns. Has a shot blocked, and they call a jump ball. And the arrow belongs to Adair Casey. Good job getting up there that time by Jake Reed. Now I see why he was in the center circle to jump it up. Up the floor, Emmett Wheatley will walk it across the timeline. Spartans set up in a 3-2 zone look here to start the game defensively. Out top, Reed kicks it over to Wheatley. Long three ball, right side missed it. Wrong rebound, though, comes right back to him. He drives in the lane now, scoops the shot up, gets it to go, and a foul call. He'll go to the line for a chance at the old and one. And the foul going to be whistled here on the Spartans down low, and that's going to be Drew Peppers picking up the first foul of the game. Fortunate bounce there for Wheatley to get that three to come back out to him, and then he just went right to the rack. Rebound off the miss, though, as Peppers pulls down the board after the missed free throw, and it's 2-0. Bombers early lead. 2-3 zone set up by Adair Casey in the corner. We have a pass down inside. Paulson kick back out. Three ball up and rattles out that time for Tate Simpson, and the rebound underneath here for Brad Patterson. Bombers will run the floor. Here's Reed, left side. Gets it over there to Grubbs. Grubbs works it back around the horn. They go to Reed, right side. Pump fakes on the three, steps in, kicks across. Grubbs will try a three the other side, and he hits it. James Grubbs from downtown, and it's 5-0. Right side now, Schweery here for the Spartans. Dump it along the baseline, and Peppers drives baseline, in traffic, forces a shot up, missed it, got his own rebound, turned the putback, is not going to go, but he gets fouled there by Reed. He'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Good hustle by Drew Peppers to stay with that one, give himself a chance here at the stripe. And the first free throw is on the way off the back iron, no good. Substitution quickly now, Brady Hansen going to come in, Jake Paulson checking out here for the Spartans. Paulson the other night, we got to watch the Spartans the other night against Glidden Ralston, and he came off the bench, really provided a spark for them in that game, but slow start here so far for the Spartans as he missed the second free throw as well. Up the floor, Wheatley will run it here for Derek Casey into the corner to Grubbs. Grubbs dribbles into a double team, tapped out of his hands, he's able to recover it though, and gives it back to Wheatley. Now they'll go to Reed, back up top Grubbs. Right side to Wheatley. Wheatley puts it on the floor, bounces it back up top. Now inside they go. Patterson in traffic. Gets inside, forces one up off the glass. No good. Rebound Peppers. Hansen now will run it up the floor. Right side over to Hansen. He lobs it down low. Brady Hansen threw it away. He was looking for Drew Peppers and kind of lost the handle on it a little bit.
Yeah, Peppers also got cut off. He was trying to get to that low spot down there, and he couldn't get there through traffic.
So now Emmett Wheatley up the floor. And if you can't spot him, just look down low. You can see his shoes, that's for sure.
I was going to say, it's a bright orange flash.
And the right side, long three ball by Wheatley. This one's short as well. Brady Hansen the rebound. He pushes it up ahead. Simpson has it stolen from him. And Wheatley threw it backwards off of his foot out of bounds. Lucky break, but it worked out. So the Bombers get it right back here as it looked like the Spartans had a chance for a breakaway, but didn't work out. The quickness of Emmett Wheatley got the ball back for him, and he'll bounce it into the corner now to Reed, and he'll kick it back up top quickly. Over to Reed. He'll stop and get cut off there by Schweery. Good job standing up tall there. And now a tie up and a jump ball, and the arrow belongs to the Spartans. So they're able to force the turnover to get it back. Schweery and Jared Hansen, 4:41 left to go first quarter. It's 5-0 Adair Casey. Spartans will lob it down in the corner. Brady Hansen there. Back up top to Jared Hansen. Now off to Simpson. Inside they go. Schweery. Turnaround jumper. Good. Good looking shot that time there from Schweery. And it's 5-2.
Good ball movement. Much better ball movement.
Wheatley up the floor now for the Bombers. We'll send it left side for Grubbs. In the lane they go to Dinkla. Slapped out of his hands, but Grubbs able to take it back. Now kicked across, tapped by Simpson. Loose on the floor still. Schweery comes up with it, and it gets tied up there by Patterson, and the jump ball will give it back to the Bombers. Now the arrow had just changed a moment ago. So now a substitution here for Adair Casey. Charlie Terry going to come in as Brad Patterson checks out. Gets a round of applause here from the crowd, the senior getting the start. Terry going to lob it up top here. Wheatley will go left side to Reed. Reed back to Wheatley. Inside they go Terry. Loses the handle on it, stolen by Peppers. He'll fire it up ahead. Brady Hansen on the run out, up the floor, and gets the layup. Nice finish there by Brady Hansen, and it's 5-4. 3:40 left to go first quarter. Bombers a one-point advantage. Wheatley lost the handle on it. Got it back through it right side. Tipped and stolen. Simpson up ahead to Hansen again on the run out. This time he's going to be blocked but fouled. Charlie Terry got a hand on it, but got a big piece of the body into him as well. So Terry will pick up his first foul. And we'll go back to the free throw line.
I didn't have much of a choice there. It was either let him get the easy layup or challenge him and make him shoot the free throws.
So Hansen's first free throw is good.
Kind of slow starting again here for the Spartans, but the slow start was confined to about the first 3.5 minutes, not the first quarter.
And that one rolls around and goes through as well here for Hansen. He's able to put 4 points up on the board here these last couple of possessions, and it's 6-5. Spartans take the advantage now. Skip across, Grubbs in the corner. Now Terry in the lane, kicks it back outside. Reed pulls up for the three. That's off the mark. Missed everything, but it luckily hits Tate Simpson and goes out of bounds, so they'll get to keep it. Substitution here as well. Grubbs going to come out. Cole Reha checks in, the junior. Lobbed up top here is Wheatley. Wheatley crosses over, gets in the lane, lost the handle on it, and oh, they're going to call a foul. Looked like it was a clean strip, but they are going to call the foul here against Drew Peppers. That'll be his second. Tough break there for Peppers, and he's going to come out here. They're going to get a substitution and not going to give it to him right away, though. Inbound pass will be sent up top here to Wheatley, over to Terry, now knocked out of bounds by Peppers, and that'll give him a chance to go to the bench. Drew Buchholz going to check in and replace him. Buchholz, a 6'1 freshman. Inbound pass now here for the Bombers. So again, they'll get it up Wheatley. Quickly pass it inside to Terry. He lost the handle on it. Tapped away. Schweery up ahead to Brady Hansen. He'll track it down in the corner and kick it back up top now. Jared Hansen right back to Brady Hansen in the corner. Stops. Pump fakes. back out high. Now Hansen in the corner again on the right side. Skip all the way across to Simpson. Bump fakes, drives inside, kick out. Hansen again. Back up top to Simpson. Now down inside, Schweery turns. Banks one, no good. Rebound, Reha. Now here come the Bombers. Wheatley up the right side, decided to slow it down. 2:30 left to go, first quarter. 6-5, Spartans the advantage here early. Reed on the left side. Hanging on to it. Now stops, dumps it in the corner. Bounce pass down low. Terry had it knocked away. It's touched by the Spartans out of bounds. So Reha will inbound here underneath. Waiting, and now flashing open is Wheatley. Pump fakes, gives it back to Reha on the corner. Now back up top, they go to Wheatley. It was tipped by Jared Hansen, but Wheatley able to hang on to it. Right side to Reed. Reed dribbles inside the arc, now dumps it out to Terry in the corner. Flashing in the middle is Reha, gets a nice look and turns and pops it home. Easy bucket there, and it's back to a Bomber lead by 1 point, 7-6. Here's Simpson now. We'll skip it across all the way over to Brady Hansen on the right wing. Now back up top they go. Jared Hansen, one dribble and a bounce pass back to the right. In the corner, Buchholz. Now Brady Hansen over to Tate Simpson. Tate Simpson down low, Buchholz in traffic, shot up, no good, just didn't roll home, but he got the foul call. He'll go to line to shoot two. Good positioning there by Drew Buchholz that time. Reha picks up the foul, his first. Third foul against Adair Casey. First free throw hits the front of the iron, rolls around, and falls through. Substitution now up off the bench is Wyatt Weiss, the sophomore. Second free throw, no good there by Buckle, rebounded by Terry. Wheatley up the floor, 1:26 to go in the quarter. Wheatley across left side. Now back over to Wheatley. Put in the lane, threw it away. Tipped by Buchholz, stolen by Schweery. Schweery stops and throws it back over to Simpson. Now across to Jared Hansen. Jared Hansen up the floor. Stop over to Simpson. In corner down low. Buchholz driving baseline all the way to the rack and gets the lay-in on the other side of the basket to go. Good job by Drew Buchholz to use the rim to his advantage. And it's a 9-7 lead. Back to the Spartans. And now a reach-in foul. Brady Hansen tried to poke it away there from Wyatt Weiss. Gets called for the poke that time. Inbound here at half court. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Derek Casey going to take their time setting up the offense. In the corner, Reed. Guarded closely by Hansen. Drives baseline. Now tipped and stolen away. Hansen got his hands up there and took it away. Pass up ahead. Nice run out to Hansen. Shot blocked from behind out of bounds by Weiss, and it'll stay with the Spartans.
That's two good plays. There's a great pass through traffic like that and a great block coming from behind, staying with that.
So now Hansen will inbound it from underneath with 34 seconds to go in the quarter. Looking and waiting. Now he lobs it in here to Brady Hansen. Back in the corner, Jared Hansen, pump fake, skip across. Simpson, pull up for the three ball. It's in and out, no good. Rebound tapped out long. Reed's going to run with it. 24 seconds on Terry. He goes in, puts one up with the right hand. It rolls out, no good. And now Brady Hansen got the rebound. And the rebound also included Cole Reha's arm. And it's going to be whistled against Reha with the foul.
That didn't look very comfortable.
No, it sure didn't. Brady Hansen bear hugged that basketball, had his arm with it, and just didn't want to let go. But they say it was Reha reaching in that caused it, so he'll get whistled for the foul. Up the floor, left side will go here with Simpson. Now back to Hansen. 7 seconds to go. Back out Simpson, the three ball. Left wing, that one. Tate Simpson knocks that down, inbound, and time's going to run out before a shot's up here by the Bombers. And the Spartans take the advantage here after the first quarter. 12-7 after one. Back with second quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. BHS Services, LLC. Call them for all of your digging needs. for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, and geothermal loops and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187. Friendship Home, offering skilled intermediate and residential care and outpatient rehabilitation, where the staff is committed to providing quality, caring, and professional service. Get peace of mind knowing you made a wise decision with the Friendship Home in Audubon.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Adair Casey High School as we go to the second quarter, 12-7. Spartans lead the Bombers as we go to the second frame. Spartans have the basketball here first. It was a 22-8 lead for Adair Casey the first time these two teams played after one quarter. So the Spartans have turned this around this time around as they turn the ball over on their first possession. 12-7, Exira EHK the lead, Adair Casey with the basketball. As the Bombers work the ball front court. Wyatt Weiss lobs all the way across, and ball thrown away and stolen. Up the floor quickly on the run with it, and the layup awkwardly is no good inside by Brady Hansen, but then we've got a foul on the rebound attempt. And that might be on Charlie Terry coming over the top side. And it will be. It'll be Charlie Terry following up. That'll be his second foul here early. Going to have a substitution. Logan Dinkler will check back in as Terry will check out now for the Bombers. Spartans basketball. Inbound far corner. Hansen has it. Jared Hansen outside now leaves it for Simpson. Simpson off the dribble. Oh, and he got his pocket pick. Emmett Wheatley took it away. He'll run it up the floor on the run. The scoop goes in, but it won't count. We're going to have a foul whistled on the floor before the shot. As that ball was stolen and run up the floor. The officials still haven't made a call.
Somebody committed a foul.
Somebody fouled somebody. They said red 32, but there is no red 32.
Interesting. Maybe, no? Three,
that's better. Forget the two, just the three. Okay, so that's a foul against the Spartans. That'll be on Tate Simpson. They call it on the floor, so it's no free throws. And now after all this, we get a timeout. We kind of already had one. Bombers ask for a 30-second timeout here to talk a little bit about it. We'll, of course, keep it here during this short timeout. 12-7, Spartans have the lead in this boys' contest. This boys' contest is starting out kind of the same way the girls' game went here tonight. A very physical basketball game. That girls' game was about as physical as they get.
Yeah.
You get the ball inside and just understand you're going to be completely surrounded in no time flat. And that's kind of the way this one's gone here tonight, too.
Yeah, it has. Everything's been pretty well contested. Even the run-out breaks, there's been an attempt to get after the shooter.
Bombers have it in the front court as they'll inbound. Cole Reha will feed it in. He'll lob it right side. Short jumper off the glass and good. The big redhead dumps one in as Colton Sargent off the bench. It's his first basket of the ball game. And it's 12-9. Spartan lead by three with the basketballs. They come in to the near corner. Buchholz outside now to Hansen. Back to Buchholz in the right corner. Buchholz and Jared Hansen working this right side. Back to Buchholz in the corner. He'll come off the curl. Simpson. And now a traveling violation as he got it to Brady Hansen. It took a big hop before he dribbled. Ball turns back over again to the Bombers. 6:54 left to go second quarter. Exira EHK leading it 12-9. Bombers front court now. Derek Casey here near side as they leave it for Jake Reed. He'll fire it all the way across. Driving the baseline. Reha. Basket goes. What's the foul? Got a whistle and a foul. It's an offensive foul, so the basket won't count. The officials looked at each other. Two of them blew the whistle at the same time. And they're going to call the foul on Colton Sargent, a charge, and that will be his first. Oh, I'm sorry. Check that. That'll be on Cole Reha, and that will be his third. So the basketball comes back the other direction now as the Spartans have it front court. Simpson left side. Looking for help, fires it all the way across. Hansen, baseline, all the way to the hole. Shot no good, too strong. Rebound taken off the floor by Wheatley. He wants to run, doesn't he always? Up the floor quickly. Left side, bank shot, no good. Inside by Reed. Rebound, got his own, and now he's fouled on the putback attempt.
That was awkward. Reha actually grabbed that ball on the other side, and he just kind of threw it back up towards the hoop as he was falling to the floor. And then Reed tried to put it back home.
And they've changed that foul to it was not Reha, it was Colton Sargent, and it is his first. So Reha still sitting on three. Free throw good as Jake Reed knocks down the first free throw attempt he tries here tonight. Makes it a two-point game now. It's been a little convoluted here at times. We've seen that a little bit here tonight. Second free throw on the way by Reed. That's also good. So he knocks him down. Jake Reed with his first 2 points of the game. It's a one-point game now. 12-11. Exira EHK the lead as they're facing some full-court pressure now. The 1-2-1-1 full-court trap. They get the ball across and then lose it. As the pass was off the fingertips here of Buchholz, it's picked up now by Reed, and he wants to get it back the other way. Jake Reed out top. Goes right side down to Wheatley, and he'll bring it around the top side. Emmett Wheatley out near the center circle with it on the dribble. Bombers try to take the lead. They go inside to Sargent. It stripped away. Taken right out of his hands by Simpson. Quickly, long pass up the floor, and the shot missed. But it's going to go back to the Spartans as Brady Hansen tried the layup. Got it caught in between the rim and the backboard. And Emmett Wheatley came down with a rebound, but curling to go up the floor, he stepped out of bounds. Sometimes it's just too easy. He knew the guys were bearing down behind him. So you're kind of trying to lay up with a swivel head. Didn't work. Inbound feed. Now Brady Hansen with it here right side. Back out top it goes. Noah Pett appears in the ball game as they fire it all the way across. Schweary's checked back in as well. Jared Hansen now in the corner off the dribble. Always pass tipped and stolen. Wheatley quick hand stole it away on the run out. Lost the ball. Picked it back up. Given the bucket and a foul. Wheatley with the basket on the other end. And a foul whistle down low against the Spartans. That'll be on Noah Pettipier. That'll be his first. And that ties the game now. 13. No, it doesn't. That should give them the lead here. 13-12. And the free throw by Wheatley is good. And it's 14-12. 7-0 run to start this second quarter here by Adair Casey, and now a foul on the Bombers coming up the floor, reach in. Going to be whistled on Logan Dinkla. That's his first. And that's going to send the Spartans to the free throw line. Now both teams are in the bonus. So the Spartans will get a chance as Jared Hansen will go to the line as he'll shoot the 1-1. The front end on the way, and that is no good. Rims out. Rebound taken by the Bombers. Adair Casey with a two-point lead in the basketball. 5:12 left to go in the second quarter. Lob far side. Reed has it. Out of the high post, Sargent turns. The 14-foot leaner won't go. Rebound Dinkla. The putback, no. Rebound tapped out. Grubbs up with it. He'll jump one up and in from the lane. James Grubbs with a basket. Hit the 12-footer. It's 16-12. That's a 9-0 run to start the quarter. And another turnover by the Spartans as the long pass by Schweary up the floor literally lands in the third row. Ball will go back the other direction now. Buchholz will check back in for the Spartans. And the Bombers will get the basketball back. 9-0 start here to this second quarter. The Bombers with a chance to add on as they get the ball back. Wheatley right side. Reed in the corner. The lob up too tall for Sargent. And it's picked off by Pettipier. Jared Hansen now to the front court as Grubbs picks him up defensively. Here right side, Pettipier on the arc. Pass over here near side, tipped and stolen. Wheatley the steal. The run out to the rack and lays it in. So quick.
Yeah, good luck catching up to him.
You're not going to do it. That's just not happening. Inbound, pressure backcourt. Spartans try to break it. Nope, they can't. Wheatley the steal, the tap ahead, the layup. Good again. That's a 13-0 start to this second quarter. The Spartans absolutely need a timeout with 4:07 left to go here in the second quarter. 20-12, Adair Casey the lead. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Seed Pros South in Griswold is your local Pioneer seed provider. Give John Becker, Mark Van Tiger, and Lee Satoff a call to help you with all of your seed needs. Their goal is your profitability. Give Seed Pros South in Griswold a call today at 712-778-4486. Exira Care Center has a 17-bed Alzheimer's unit in addition to 49 nursing beds. The facility offers a warm and home-like atmosphere for their residents and families. The dedicated and caring staff work as a team to make sure each and every resident is cared for and made to feel at home. Exira Care Center, caring for those you love.
Spartans break the pressure out of the backcourt as we come back out of the timeout. They fire it across. Left side, Simpson drives. Sargent blocks his shot down low. Ball taken away by Wheatley. He'll run it to the front court and slow it down as they'll step it back outside, looking for some help. Now they'll fire it to the far corner. That's Reed. They try to trap him in the corner. Can't get there. Reed spins, curls, dumps it across. Here in the corner, Grubbs outside Wheatley. Left side of the circle for three, no good. Rebound, foul. Inside, Schwery had position. He got the board. And a foul whistled underneath against the Spartans. So we're going to go to the other side and shoot free throws. That'll be on Colton Sargent, and that will be his second. So off we go to the other end as Lucas Schwery will get a chance to go to the free throw line. As I said, both teams in the bonus. This will be a one-and-one opportunity. Schwery fires and misses. The rebound inside. Well, no rebound. The ball ends up hitting the floor because we got bodies stumbling all over each other. Schwery can't hit the free throw. And instead, the foul is going to be whistled against Brady Hansen of the Spartans. So we're going to walk to the other side, and now Sargent will get free throws. 3:33 left to go in the second quarter. Thought for a second they were going to have to break out the tackle charts. Everybody was on the floor. Sargent, front end of the bonus. No, way off the mark. Rebound taken down low and then knocked away. Schwery had it, and then stolen back by the Bombers. Wheatley has it. As he'll slow it back down and step it out. Connor Westergaard is checked into the ball game for Adair Casey. Grubbs, oh, his pass is tipped and stolen. Taken away on the run out now. The run, no good. Hansen tried to hit the flying one-hander, couldn't get it to go. Tate Simpson, though, who made the pass to him, follows it, gets the rebound and the putback, and that stops that 13-0 start to the second quarter as the Bombers, or the Spartans get on the board. It's 20-14. And now a foul back the other direction, going to be whistled against Logan Dinkla of Adair Casey. That'll be a team control foul, so no free throws. Reha back into the ballgame for the Spartans. Pettipier checks back in. I'm sorry, Reha for the Bombers, and Pettipier for the Spartans. And nearly a turnover as Wheatley came flying into the backcourt, and Schwery was able to hang on before he stepped in bounds and get the pass in to Jared Hansen. Spartans have the ball trailing by six here with 2:45 left in the second quarter. Hansen near side, the long feed, Pettipier. His pass tipped by Wheatley. Grab dive by Jared Hansen. Now here to the near corner. The dump down low. Turning, Buchholz floats one up and in. Drew Buchholz posting the low. Sargent for the short jumpers, 20-16. 2:25 left before halftime. We're in the second quarter here tonight. Adair Casey here near side to the corner. Grubbs, the head fake, the drive, the ball tapped way up in the air, and it's batted out, and Wheatley comes up with it like a volleyball spike. Wheatley out top on the curl, kicks it to the corner. The jumper from the right corner on the way by Westergaard. No good, but Grubbs fights for the rebound. Reha keeps it alive. Now Wheatley back again. Westergaard down low. Sargent, he turns, and he's fouled. That'll be Lucas Schwery picking up his first for the Spartans as he got him on the arm on the curl. That'll send Colton Sargent back to the free throw line. Sargent will get a chance to shoot a couple here. With a minute 58 left in this first half, First free throw no good by Sargent. He'll get one more. And that one is good. So he hits one of his two. 21-16. Bombers on top. Pressure backcourt. Broken. Brady Hansen gets it across. Out top, Schwery. He'll hand it off now to Jared Hansen, who will run the offense. Hansen here right side. Fires it all the way across to Pettipier. Pettipier to the high post. Schwery turning. Steps away. Shot blocked again by Sargent. Ball tapped out. Wheatley, three-on-one break. He'll fire it across here near. Oh, Westergaard shot blocked by Brady Hansen. He got up there and smacked that ball away and got the rebound. Up the floor is Jared Hansen. He drives through the lane, stripped away. The flip out to Wheatley. He'll run the floor. The layup good on the other end. 23-16 Bombers. Minute 15 left in this first half. Brady Hansen here near side dribbles into the double team, feeds it across to Schwery, heading out Pettipier, and he throws it nearly away. And the ball grabbed by Jared Hansen. He just flipped it over his shoulder, almost went in. Pettipier with a rebound. Pettipier here near side. Brady Hansen open the three, in and out, and back in again. He got that one to rattle home. The shots are ugly, and so is the play up and down the floor. 23-19. 45 seconds left to go here in the first half. Bombers lead by four and have the basketball. Wheatley out top of the circle. Here left side to Grubbs. Grubbs the bounce pass. Might have gone right through Hansen's legs. It's knocked away from Reha. Taken here near side. Now we're going to have a foul as Buchholz brought the ball up the floor. Buchholz brought the ball up the floor, made a pass. He got hit on the arms. I thought they were going to call a foul. Instead, they call it traveling as he came down and grabbed the basketball. 31 seconds left to play here in this first half. Bombers have the basketball and a four-point lead. Wheatley directing traffic as we're down to 20 seconds to go. Left side corner now, Reha with it. As he'll work it off the dribble to the baseline. Now fall away, a jumper up and good. They left him alone. Reha hit the 16-footer. It's 25-19, 10 seconds left. Ball batted free. It's loose in the backcourt. And we've got a foul against the Spartans. Or do we? Is it against the Bombers? Nope, it is against the Spartans. Going to whistle that on Lucas Schwery as he was trying to outfight Wheatley for the basketball. And they're going to send Wheatley now to the free throw line. So Wheatley will get a chance to shoot the bonus. The front end is no good. Rebounded Schwery. Quickly up the floor they come. Across the timeline. Pettipier, 2 seconds. Get it to Hansen. Brady fires. No good from the right side as time runs out. In the first half, we go to intermission. Get the Band-Aids out. 25-19, rough and tumble affair here at Adair Casey. 25-19, the home team. The Bombers leading it here at halftime over Exira EHK. We'll take a timeout. Back in a minute, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wyman Body Works in Griswold is your one-stop shop from collision to custom repair. Rick and the guys have over 40 years' experience. Wyman Body Works at 202 Mill Street in Griswold. Call them at 712-778-2639. That's 712-778-BODY. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan, providing fishing and pleasure boating sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Give them a call weekdays 8 to 5 and on Saturdays from 8 to noon at 712-755-5188. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing in Atlantic, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Adair Casey High School tonight. Rolling Valley Conference play. First year of the Rolling Valley Conference. I think it's been a pretty good one for the conference. Some new schools in, some old schools out, a little realignment. It's a more western-leaning conference this year. They eliminated some of those teams from more in the central part of the state, the academies, Iowa Christian Academy, Ankeny Christian. Orient Maxburg moved on. They brought in some teams from the old Booyer Valley Conference, or I guess Western Valley Conference, the old Booyer Valley teams that used to make up a lot of the Booyer Valley Conference before they became the Western Valley. Some of those smaller schools in that conference, like the Arweavas and Charter Oak Utes, West Harrison, Boyer Valley, of course. Coon Rapids Bayard moved in as well. Woodbine moved into the conference. Glidden Ralston, Peyton Sherdan, Adair Casey. Of course, Exira EHK and CAM make up the conference now. Solid conference first year in. We've seen some pretty good rivalries forming already. Yeah. Of course, this is an old Rolling Hills Conference rivalry. But we've seen some pretty good rivalries forming here this year. And these two teams going after each other awful hard here tonight.
Yeah, I think it works out pretty well, really, for the conference. From the coaches, for the most part, I think it felt pretty good about the change, not having the long trips to the middle of the state. Of course, some of the ones in the western side are, you know, a little bit longer, but the schools match up as far as size-wise pretty well. So it's been a pretty good start for them.
Of course, if you ask the folks here in Adair Casey, I bet they like those drives to central Iowa more than they like the drive to Woodbine and, oh, you know, places like West Harrison High School and Charter Oak Ute, you know, some of those kind of, those are a little distant for them, but... But, you know, like you said, size-wise, the conference matches up pretty well. And that's what you look for when you're putting conferences together. You want competitive balance as best you can. Give teams an opportunity to be able to compete and have some success. And these teams match up pretty well, and we've seen a pretty good matchup here so far tonight. 25-19 is our score here at halftime. That 13-0 start to the second quarter, making all the difference in the world, and it really kind of started with Emmett Wheatley and his athleticism as he busted out with 9 points in the second quarter, and a lot of those on runouts.
Yeah, and once he gets going down the floor and he's got a step, that's the end of that because nobody's going to catch him, that's for sure. And he's got the ability with that speed to kind of give himself a little extra space if he needs the room to get a shot off before somebody comes from behind to try to contest it. We've seen the opposite on the other end for the Spartans. They've had some runout opportunities where the defense has caught up to them and then been able to contest shots or block a couple of those shots in transition. And then that's gotten into their head a little bit, too, as well. And there was a couple of those late ones where they had runouts that looked like easy layups, but maybe were going a little bit too quickly, worrying about that defense coming up behind them. And they've had a couple of missed easy ones on the runouts, too. So, it's kind of a little bit of both sides of it. Transition working a little better for Adair Casey than it is for EHK.
Well, we're at halftime, and it's a 25-19 ball game. Exira EHK trailing here on the road to Adair Casey, who's leading here on their home floor. We'll take a time out. Be back with more for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Protect your investments with a new roof or repair by Schaefer Roofing in Adair. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing and are fully insured. Give Schaefer Roofing in Adair a call at 1-800-996-7321. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734 or set your appointment on their website at www.culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. Farm Service Co-op, located in Atlantic and Oakland, offers custom application of dry fertilizer, chemical, seed, lime, and anhydrous ammonia. They also fill gas, diesel, and propane tanks. Farm Service Co-op, where service is their middle name. Give them a call in Atlantic and in Oakland.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Adair Casey High School tonight. We're at halftime. 25-19 is our score. Exira EHK and Adair Casey facing off here tonight in this boys matchup. Take a look at some of the numbers for you here at halftime for Adair Casey. 11 points for Emmett Wheatley. He leads all scorers in the basketball game. 9 of those, as we mentioned, coming in the second quarter, helping to get his team a lead. Also, 5 points in the first half for James Grubbs, 4 for Cole Reha, 3 for Colton Sargent, and 2 for Jake Reed in the first half. The Bombers were 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Scoring for Exira EHK, 7 points for Brady Hansen in the first half, also 5 for Tate Simpson, 5 for Drew Buckholt, and 2 tonight for Lucas Schwery. 3 of 8 from the free throw line for the Spartans in the first half. The fouls look like this for Exira EHK, Brady Hansen, Lucas Schwery, and Drew Peppers each picked up 2. For the Bombers, Cole Reha, Colton Sargent, Charlie Terry, and Logan Dinkla each picked up 2 in the first half. So there's your reset here. You know, the big difference in the ball game, it was a 12-7 Spartan lead after one quarter, and then the Bombers went on a 13-0 run to start that second quarter, and that's what put them in the lead, and they've kept that lead here toward halftime.
Yeah, the Spartans did a really poor job coming out in that second quarter of taking care of the basketball. Had a bunch of turnovers that led to easy transition opportunities for Derek Casey, and you get that many possessions in a row, and then not really a threat of the other team scoring on the other end, you're going to have a run, and it was a nice one, and that's what gives them the up advantage here.
About 25-19 our score here at halftime. In case you missed the earlier game tonight, it was a good ball game too. Wasn't a pretty ball game, but it was a good ball game. Adair Casey winning at 36-33 as they scored the last 7 points of the ball game to turn around a 4-point deficit into a 3-point win, 36-33, 14 points for London Vice. After a slow start, she finished strong with 12 in the second half, and 12 points tonight for Zoe Dinkless. She finished quickly and finished strong as well, helping her team hang around early in the ball game and then finish late in the contest. 16 points for Rachel Smith for the Spartans in that ball game tonight. 36-33. Adair Casey winning over Exira EHK in the girls contest earlier tonight. Two teams back on the floor taking care of those shoot-arounds as they get loose. We'll do a little business here, and Chris will have the third quarter for you when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Better Basement Technologies is Southwest Iowa's most affordable waterproofing and foundation repair contractor. If you've got water in your basement, a crack in your foundation, or bowing walls, we've got a custom-made and affordable solution. Call Better Basement Technologies today for a free estimate, and we'll help you make your basement dry, stable, and usable again. Better Basement Technologies, 1-877-DRY-DOGS. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981.
Back here at Adair Casey High School as we head to the second half of our doubleheader here tonight, and it's the second game of the night here for you. 25-19 the lead here for the Bombers here at the break. We're about ready to get the second half started. Quick update for you in college hoops as well. Good news for the Cyclones. They scored over 70 points again tonight, 77, but West Virginia scored 102. Here's this shooting line for you. 35 of 65 feet, 13 of 22 threes, and 19 of 21 at the free throw line. West Virginia red hot tonight as they pound the Cyclones there in Morgantown. So rough night there for Iowa State.
Doesn't matter what conference, doesn't matter what teams, it's always tough to win on the road.
Yeah, that's becoming evident every day, it seems likely. See some of those games, those big, especially Big 12 and Big 10 games, been awfully tough on the road here this season. We're back to action now here with this high school game for you tonight as Adair Casey starts with the basketball, working from left to right here as we begin the second half. Ball tipped away out of the hands that time of Reed, and it was stolen here by the Spartans as they'll bring it up the floor now the other direction as Simpson and Hansen will play catch out front. Now they go in the corner here to Lucas Schweery. Back up top, Tate Simpson. Now down to Drew Peppers. Kicked across, Brady Hansen. Now to Jared Hansen. Tapped out of his hands. He tried to save it, and actually he touched it last, but they catch a break and say that Reed got a hand on it. So the Spartans will get to keep it. It is Tate Simpson, Lucas Schweery, Jared Hansen, Jake Paulson, and Drew Peppers, the starting five out there here. Actually, one difference in there for you. Brady Hansen starting here in the second half instead of Jake Paulson here for the Spartans. Ball knocked out of bounds here again, and the Bombers come away now with the turnover. They'll come back the other direction. And they've got Cole Reha out there in the second half. Charlie Terry. Charlie Terry is going to get a steal. Spartan stole it. Terry stole it right back. As Simpson tried to throw it in the middle of the floor. He grabbed it. He'll get it back outside here to Wheatley. Wheatley will get a couple of screens out front. Lose the handle for a moment. Now regain control. Get another screen and go right side of it. Over to Jake Reed. Skip across. Cole Reha going baseline. Skip it back outside to Reed. Reed over to Wheatley. Wheatley will drive. Stuck. Throws it. Tip. Picked up by Terry. Now he's contested. She shovels it back out to Reed, and he'll come back out to the top. Reed across to Reha. Baseline, gets around the defender, puts one off the glass and in.
That was not an easy possession.
No. Long time, but they eventually get the first points here of the second half. 27-19, extending their lead. Here's Brady Hansen out front to Jared Hansen. He got called for steps. Take the step before you put the ball on the floor. Common mistake, and now the Bombers will get it right back here. Jake Reed, Emmett Wheatley. Also got Charlie Terry, Cole Reha, and Logan Dinkla on the floor here for the Bombers. And traveling violation called on them as Reha does the same thing as he catches the pass on the left wing. So right back here to the Spartans. Jared Hansen will bring it up the floor. Over left side to Simpson, now to Drew Peppers here at the high post. He gives it to Schweri, cutting along the baseline, caught it in traffic, able to maintain control and gets it up and in. Ended up right in front of the basket and got it to go home. 6-point game, 27-21. Drive here by Wheatley, and then he stopped too hard, they say, and drug the pivot foot, so we'll turn it back over now here to the Spartans. Inbound here, and Peppers will give it in here to Jared Hansen. Hansen, right side, and cut off there by Reed. Needs some help now, and gets it in the middle of Peppers. Quick touch pass down low to Hansen, and Brady Hansen missed it. Got his own rebound, though. Fought for it. Now he'll try to lob it back inside. Peppers had slipped. He fell and tried to swat at it. Couldn't get it. Wheatley the steal up the run to Reha, and then he traveled with it, trying to get to the basket to hit the lay-in try. Somebody's going to handle the ball correctly here at some point.
Everybody's just trying a little too hard. You know, it's such tough defense with both of these teams bodying up constantly. You just feel like you have to go that extra step, literally.
Pass down to Buckholt. He gets a nice move down the baseline. His shot blocked out into the first row by Charlie Terry. He was having none of that. And the inbound will come in the corner here for the Spartans.
The cheerleaders about caught that one.
Jared Hansen will inbound. And they'll lob it all the way across here to Tate Simpson. Simpson, the pass to Peppers in the lane. Kick out. Jared Hansen pump fakes on the three. Decides not to take it. Scoops it over to Simpson. Back in the lane to Peppers. Turns. Goes to the right side. Banker good.
I was just about to say that Peppers hasn't been very aggressive getting the basketball and looking at the basket. But then he proves me wrong.
And that's his first bucket of the night. He went to the line in the first quarter and missed a couple of free throws. And then that's his first score of the game. Skip pass across here to Emma Wheatley for the Bombers. Back up top they go. Now they work it back around. Reed will try the three, and that's good. Jake Reed has five. Back out to a 7-point lead, 30-23. Lob across, Peppers down low. Kicks it back out. Buckhold a three-ball try. Rattles out, no good. And now a whistle and a foul. Lucas Schweri is going to get called for a foul. Fighting down low for the rebound. A little body bumping going down underneath. That's been going on all game, and it's getting a little more physical right now. Schweri's going to check out. He's got three fouls, and he's going to be replaced by Zach Peterson, the 6'3 senior. So now Emmett Wheatley will bring it up the floor. 4:14 left to go in the third. It's a 30-23 lead, and now Wheatley trying to add on to it with a three, and he does from way outside of the top. Emmett Wheatley's got 14 now. Jared Hansen back the other way for the Spartans. Over to Buckhold on the right wing. The pump fake, he puts it on the floor. Now picks it up, kicks it across to Simpson. Jared Hansen back with it. Right side, Buckhold. Buckhold into the corner to Peppers. Peppers, a high pass for Hansen. He's able to get up there and get it, though. And he'll lob it across. It's tipped by Wheatley. Simpson not able to knock it back to Peterson. He turns, banks one home, and gets a foul call.
Right spot, right time.
Sometimes it works out. The ball bounces the right way, and it did there for Peterson to have that chance. So now we'll go to the stripe. That foul whistled there against Logan Dinkla. That's his third. Free throw on the way. He banks it home. That's one way to do it. Back the other way come the Bombers. 33-26 now. Derek Casey's advantage. Reed down on the baseline to Dinkley. Scooped it off to Reha in the middle of the lane. He gets one to go. Good looking pass there. Good job sharing the basketball. Up the floor, Simpson will have it for the Spartans. Now they look to the baseline to Peppers. Now he does give it to him in the corner. Pump fakes, drives, lost the handle on it. Loose on the floor, picked up by Peterson. Passed out, stolen by Terry. He'll run the other direction, all the way in. Right-hander, no good. Rebound, Wheatley. He'll bring it back outside. 35-26, Adair Casey lead with 2:53 left to go third quarter. Pretty quick-moving third quarter here. Terry will pump fake, give it back up top. Now the Reed. Now Reha, he'll pop one from 15. That's short. Rebound. Wheatley went up and grabbed it. And now he goes up for the shot in the lane, missed it. Rolls out, rebound by Peppers. Hanson, the behind-the-back dribble to get up the floor. He gets a tough screen there from Drew Peppers. They're going to call him for a foul. He's going to go and pick up Emmett Wheatley. A nice sportsman-like play there. He was moving maybe just a hair. Hey, sometimes a ball player's got to get one of those shots in there, right?
Football player's got to hit, right?
Substitution now for the Bombers. Colton Sargent's going to check in as Dinkla will come out. Up the floor, Wheatley will have it here and hand it off to Terry on the curl. He'll stop the free throw on and kick out. Reed now on the baseline. Reha right back to Terry, cutting in the middle. Had it poked away. Stolen by the Buckhold up the floor. He has it tapped away out of his hands by Reed. Picked up by Sargent on the floor. Now he'll scoop it back to Terry. Up ahead to Wheatley. He'll come up right side. 2:06 left to go and stop and slow it down. Here's Terry now out front. Crosses over. Gets in the lane. The kick out across to Sargent. Jumper good. Colton Sargent, a little 12-footer there along the baseline. 37-26, Adair Casey on top. 1:48 to go in the third quarter. Nice pass from Peppers, baseline to Buckle. His shot's blocked, though, by Sargent inside. Here's Terry on the run. Other way, the runner banks off the rim, rolls around a couple of times, and then goes home. Spartans trying to answer quickly. Go along the baseline to Peppers. He's fouled here on the floor. And we'll have it inbounded underneath. Foul going to be whistled on Cole Reha. That'll be his third. Our last roll in there was the first bucket by Terry as well. Spartans now will inbound here from underneath. And Hanson will key it in. Up top to Brady Hanson. Now to Jared Hanson in the corner. He'll try the three off the mark. Rebound, Cole Reha goes high to grab it. He'll dribble it out and give it up ahead down to Terry. Charlie Terry runs the right side. Skip across to Reed. He'll stop. Fire the three ball. That's no good. Rebound, Peterson. Spartans have it back. 1:09 to go, third quarter. 39-26. Adair Casey on top. Hanson picks up his dribble across to Tate Simpson. Back across Brady Hanson. He'll go baseline. Cut off. Knocked away. Stolen. Jake Reed, the quick hands. Now his flip is knocked away by Buckhold out of bounds. And it's going to be Adair Casey basketball. So they do get the turnover. And now Noah Petipier going to check in. Brady Hanson checks out here for the Spartans. James Grubbs going to check in for Adair Casey. And we're going to have Emmett Wheatley check out. 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. 13-point advantage for the home squad. They have the basketball. Terry out front, over to Grubbs, left wing. Grubbs back to Terry, swinging over right side to Reed. Back to Terry. Grubbs, bounce pass, Reha, kick back out. Worked around, Reed right side. He'll drive in, kick it across to Grubbs. Back up top, Terry, 30 seconds to go. Tipped away and knocked out of bounds by Buckholt on the pass down the right side. Bombers will inbound here on the near sideline. 28 seconds to go in the third quarter. Inbound, Reed gets it right back, and now he'll pick up his dribble. Give it up top to Terry. Over to Grubbs. Now in the lane, Reha turns, fires, knocks one down there just inside the free throw line. Back the other way come the Spartans with 10 seconds to go. They'll skip it across to Jared Hanson. Hanson the pump fake, 6 seconds to go. Back up top, Petipier, 3 seconds. Off to Hanson, he'll drive, stop, rise up, fire a three that's well short. And that'll do it here at the end of the third quarter. Good quarter for the Bombers, not so much for the Spartans. 41-26, Sedair Casey's lead after three. Take a break, come back and finish it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Plowman Earthmoving specializes in ag, soil, conservation work, terracing, waterways, ponds, tree removal, demolition, site grading, pipe work, basement digging, all bulldozing and excavating work. Call Plowman Earthmoving today at 641-740-0438. Oinker's Lounge and Grill serves great burgers, steaks, seafood, chicken, and drinks. They have a full-service bar downstairs, and their upstairs bar has pool tables. Try their famous Oinker Burger. Oinker's Lounge and Grill in Atlantic at 712-243-4974. Autech Transmissions is a highly qualified shop with expert transmission repair technicians with the knowledge and skills for your every automatic transmission repair need. Stop by Autech Transmissions, 510 Hill Street in Harlan, or call 712-755-9306.
Well, we go to the fourth quarter. Adair Casey opened up a lead here, 41-26. They lead by 15 heading to the fourth. Zyra EHK with the basketball to start this final quarter as they work it to the far side. And immediately a foul. Efforts tried to feed into the post to Lucas Schwery, and over the back he was hit. Colton Sargent picking up the foul. That is his first, just the third team foul. I'm sorry, that's his third. And the third team foul here in the second half. Spartans have the basketball off the inbound. Hansen dumps it back down low. They try to post it inside with Drew Peppers, and the ball will go to the back court, and that'll be over and back. Well, one official said it was tipped. One said it's over and back. At the end of the day, nobody recovered the fumble, so they're going to give the ball to the Bombers. No replay in high school basketball. Near side, Grubbs with it. He'll fire it all. Pass is tipped and stolen. Pass wasn't high enough. Jared Hansen got up and stole it. He'll run the floor, stops, head fakes, and banks one up off the glass. No. Rebound, Sargent had it stripped right out of his hands by Schwery, who misses the putback. He gets sacked, though, and puts it back in before he lands on his backside. Man. Tough, tough ball game. Charlie Terry out of the front court. Jake Reed left side with it for the Bombers. Give it back to Terry. Now Grubbs down low, Reha. Grubbs here right wing against the zone defense employed here by the Spartans. Terry right side of the circle. Now to the corner, Grubbs. Grubbs pass inside. He tries to feed the post, but Sargent from behind is fouled. Reaching across is Lucas Schwery. That'll be his fourth. Just the third team foul against the Spartans here in the half. Logan Dinkla and Emmett Wheatley back in. Colton Sargent and Jake Reed will check out. As the Bombers will inbound now, Reha fires it here near side to Terry. Terry out on the circle. Picked up his dribble a little early. Now Grubbs has to come out and help him. Grubbs with it, curls through traffic here to the right side. We're going to have a timeout asked for here by Mark Emgarten. Pretty easy timeout to call. It didn't look real pretty there that time on that offensive set. It's full timeout. We'll take a break. 6:41 left, fourth quarter, 41-28. Bombers lead it. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Always on, always ready. This is the station where your friends are. KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rusty Shoe Repair. For over 60 years, the Rust family has been fixing shoes for the people of Western Iowa in downtown Harlan. Rusty himself for over 37 years, fixing and selling boots. He's the only one you need to know. Rusty Shoe Repair, downtown Harlan. Something for You in Atlantic has pillow pets, fabric, fleece, baby lock sewing machines, unique kitchen gadgets, Watkins products, and more. Stop in and check them out at 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Wyman's Car Quest in Griswold is your full auto parts store. They cover all your farm and automotive needs with a full line of hydraulic hose selection. Wyman's Car Quest at 405 Main Street in Griswold. 712-778-2224.
Back out of the timeout, Adair Casey inbounded, immediately double dribbled the basketball and turns it over, so the Spartans get it back as they feed here near side. Long Simpson from the left wing is no good. And the rebound off the floor picked up by Wheatley for Adair Casey. Wheatley now to the front court. Bombers lead by 13. It's 41-28. 6:15 remaining in the game. Wheatley, a drive to the basket, got it to go. It didn't look all that in control, but he finished in control. 43-28 the score. Down low, Peppers drives the basket, hangs in the air, can't hit the shot. Rebound taken by Simpson. He'll shuffle it along the baseline. Buchholz leans back, can't get the shot to go. Rebounded by Terry. Here come the Bombers. Wheatley, quick pass ahead. Ooh, a little too quick and a little too late. That time for James Grubbs, off his fingers and out of bounds. Ball out of bounds, it'll belong to the Spartans. Some pressure backcourt here by the Bombers. Pepper's quick pass, knocked away loose, and it's picked up off the floor by the Bombers. Wheatley drives, kicks it across, nice pass across the lane through traffic. And James Grubbs benefits with the easy lay-in. 45-28. Spartans trying to get across from the pressure. Now ahead to Jared Hansen. He'll drive to the rack. Lay in good and a foul. Broke pressure. Reha picks up his fourth. As Jared Hansen takes the ball and goes right to the rack. Give him the layup and a chance to shoot a free throw. Colton Sargent will check into the ball game now. As he'll take the place of Reha, who goes to the bench with four fouls. 5:33 left to go in this fourth quarter. Free throw here by Hansen is good. It's 45-31. Bombers on top. And they have the basketball. Wheatley across the time stripe now with it. Out top, crossover dribble into the left side of the lane. Stops, fires it across. Terry looking low, posting with Sargent. Right side, he turns, short jumper, good. Well, he's just a freshman, too. They don't give us sizes. He's got to be about 6'3", 6'4", long arms. He's going to be good when he really figures things out. He's good now. Up the floor, Simpson. Cross the lane, bounce pass, and we've got a kicked ball. Ball will stay with the Spartans. Colton Sargent, the big redhead. Been a nice addition off the bench as a freshman here for the Bombers. Got a timeout on the floor by the Spartans. This will be a 30-second timeout. 47-31 is our score. 5:04 left to go. Spartans led it 12-7 after one quarter. A 13-0 start to the second quarter. They gave the Bombers the lead, and they went into the locker room with a 6-point lead at 25-19. And they had a nice third quarter as well, holding the Spartans to just 3 field goals in that third quarter as they opened up a 15-point lead, 41-26. It's 47-31 right now. Spartans will have the ball in the front court as we come back out of the timeout. 5:04 left to go in this fourth quarter. Jared Hansen will inbound. He'll fire it out here to the wing. Simpson, ball batted away, but he comes back up with it. Bounce feed into the post. Drew Peppers turns, strong on the shot attempt. Rebounded by the Bombers. Logan Dinkla got the rebound as Wheatley will slow it down and bring it across. Wheatley the crossover into the lane. Looks down low for Dinkla. Ooh, hard pass and close. Ball tapped away and stolen. It's Peppers up the floor with it. He'll run. And we've got a block of the shot by Terry as he went up and blocked it, smacked that backboard. And we've got a foul as well. A whistle behind the play and a foul. Going to call a foul on Grubbs. That'll be his first. Terry still shaking off the hurt. He hit that backboard pretty hard. You know, you forget how hard that is till you slap it like that. So Peppers at the line to shoot two, and the first one is no good. Peppers having a rough night inside. Second try is good. He gets one of his two. He's got 3 points on the night. 47-32 now. Bombers on top. 4:36 remaining. Wheatley across the line now to the front court. Leave it for Grubbs. Grubbs here to Sargent, who's on the circle. Dumps it low to Dinkla, posting on the cross. He came across the lane. They got it to him on the rotation, and he gets fouled. Jared Hansen picks up the foul. That'll be his first. And to the free throw line goes Logan Dinkla for Adair Casey. First First free throw is good. Dinklin knocks down that. That's his first point of the ball game. One more coming here for Dinklin. Senior. Can't hit the second one. Sargent tries to chase down the rebound, but he stepped out of bounds. Somebody stepped out of bounds. Must have been the Spartans. They're going to give the ball to the... Or no, it was the Bombers that stepped out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to the Spartans. The official yelled white. But it was Terry who was out of bounds. So the ball to the Spartans front court here near corner. They dump it across the lane. Nobody home. Buckhold chases down the loose ball off the bad pass. Cross now to Simpson. Head fake. He'll go baseline to Peppers. Oh, nice quick turn. Can't hit the shot, though. Came up short off the front of the rim. Rebound taken by Terry for Adair Casey. Oh, and Terry came across the line and turns it over. He was setting up for a pass down low. The shortstop bobbled the throw. Can't get the double play, huh? Peppers will inbound here at center court. Under 4 minutes to go here in the game. Jared Hansen out top. It's 48-32. Bombers on top. Spartans with the ball. Brady Hansen leaves it now for Tate Simpson. Back to Hansen in the corner. Left side. Simpson on the wing. Back to Hansen. He'll load up a three try. And that's good as he buries the triple here from the near corner. Brady Hansen now in double figures with 10 for the Spartans. And it's 48-35. Bombers with the lead. Wheatley to the front court now. As he'll leave it for Grubbs. Grubbs here near side for Sargent. Sargent off the dribble, picks up that dribble. He'll dump it across now into the lane. Oh, nice bounce pass through traffic by Terry into Dinkler, but his shot was blocked. Now the ball loose on the floor, and it's going to be out of bounds, last touched by the Bombers. So the Spartans will get the ball back. Buckholt will inbound. 3:05 left as Jared Hansen gets it across the half-court line. He'll fire it into the lane, cutting across Brady Hansen. The fall-away, good off the glass. Nice no-look pass, and Hansen gets the banker to go. 48-37, it's an 11-point game. Still time for the Spartans. They've kept themselves close enough as they've narrowed the gap a bit. Wheatley now to the front court, into the lane, and we're going to have a foul call outside on the floor. That's going to be whistled against Drew Peppers, and that will be his fourth. Ball out of bounds to the Bombers. Terry checks out now as Reed is back in for Adair Casey. Jake Reed takes the inbound feed out top. He'll curl and get into the lane, stop there, need help. He picks up the dribble, and we're going to have a timeout asked for by Adair Casey. 2:38 left to go here in the fourth. 48-37. Bombers lead the Spartans. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Give Daryl Kirkhoff of Kirkhoff Land Improvement a call for all of your tree removal, demolition, and dirt work. No project is too big or too small. Contact Daryl at Kirkhoff Land Improvement today. 243-3330. Bridges Hybrid House, your local Asgrow DeKalb dealer, is Tad Bridges. Please contact your local Asgrow salesman, Tad Bridges, with Bridges Hybrid House in Elliott to order your Asgrow today. 712-767-2680. Individual results may vary. And Aiken Building Center, offering a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center, located at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic.
Bombers with the basketball as we come back out of the timeout. 2:30 left to go, 48-37 at Air Casey leading. And the Bombers work the basketball out on the perimeter. Down low to Sargent. Ball knocked away loose. Reed picks it up, keeps it alive. Now across it goes to Grubbs. He drives the lane. Ball batted free loose. It flies through the air. Picked off. Jared Hansen goes flying through the air trying to steal it. Wheatley up with it. Now Grubbs with it for Adair Casey. Bombers working the ball off on the perimeter. We're going to have a foul out top. Neither team in the bonus yet. Foul going to be whistled on Tate Simpson. That'll be just his second. Logan Dinklin now will check out of the ball game. Cole Reha's back in for the Bombers. Wheatley with the basketball. He'll bring it to the front court. He'll flip it across to Reha. And back out top it comes. Now Wheatley, right side into the lane. Kicks it back out. Reed. Minute 40 left to go. 100 seconds left in the game. Jake Reed here near side for Reha. Reha turns. Nowhere to go. Spartans flying by trying to steal the basketball. Wheatley outside with it. As he'll turn and drive the lane, kick it across. Colton Sargent waiting right side, and he'll bank one home. 50-37. Bombers lead it. Peppers, the fall-away shot right side, no good. Quickly up the floor from 15 feet for the Spartans, and the rebound taken by the Bombers. Adair Casey back to the front now. As they get it across. Wheatley out top, working against Jared Hansen. As we hit the one-minute mark left to play. Wheatley into the lane. We're going to have a foul. Flashing across and picking up the foul is going to be Jared Hansen. That will be his second. And that will put the Bombers into the bonus. So Wheatley will go to the line with a chance to shoot the 1-1 here with 59 seconds remaining. Bombers with a 13-point lead, trying to build on that here from the free throw line. Wheatley's front end of the bonus is no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by the Spartans, and they throw it away. And now a foul from behind as Reed got hit from the backside. That'll be Tate Simpson picking up the foul. That'll be his third. That'll send Jake Reed to the free throw line for Adair Casey. Colton Sargent now will check out. Logan Dinklas back into the ball game for the Bombers. 54 seconds remaining. Reed at the line to shoot the bonus. The front end is good. One more coming here for Jake Reed. And that one no good. Rebounded inside by the Spartans. And up the floor they come quickly across. Brady Hansen going to load up for the three from the left wing. It skims around and out. No good. Rebound Wheatley off the floor. He's completely surrounded. And he ends up on the floor, and we're going to have a foul. And we'll walk to the other side again to shoot free throws. And again, it'll be Tate Simpson with the foul. It'll be his third, his fourth, rather. And the Bombers are going to dust off the bench. Brad Patterson will come back into the ball game. Chris Herbert is into the contest. Cale Billheimer and Josh Reed have checked in as well. As Wheatley will go to the line to shoot the bonus. 43 seconds remaining. Wheatley, the front end of the bonus is good. 17 points for Emmett Wheatley tonight. And the second try is also good. He hits them both. And he'll hit the bench. Connor Westergaard will come back into the ball game. And the Spartans are going to dust off the bench now as well. Noah Pettipier will check into the contest. Carter Anderson is into the game along with Alex Amaral. And Kyle Peterson also has checked into the contest now. Spartans will need to inbound the basketball. We have 43 seconds remaining. 53-37. Adair Casey with the advantage. Spartans across the timeline. Right side, Pettipier leaves it now for Amaral. Back outside, Pettipier. They fire it across the defense. Amaral will set up for the three, and he'll throw that one in. Alex Amaral gets on the board with a triple. 53-40, your score. 24 seconds remaining. Front court, they work the ball across. Westergaard dumps it over left side. Baseline stop. Quick jumper up. No good by Billheimer. Rebound taken inside. Put back up and missed by Patterson. And he got the rebound again, but we're going to have a foul called underneath with 8 seconds remaining. It'll be whistled against Patterson. That'll be his first. Spartans with the ball. 8 seconds left. Pettipier to the front court. Quickly here left side. They'll fire it back across. Pettipier tried to load up the three. Steps inside the circle. The quick toss no good, and that'll do it. As the ball game comes to a close here tonight. 53-40, your final score. Adair Casey with the victory here in this boys' contest tonight. We'll take a break, wrap it up for you in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Present company in Audubon for all of your unique home decorations and more. They have jewelry, fragrances, body lotions, candles, handbags, and an assortment of wines. Stop into the Present Company, located at 317 Broadway Street in Audubon. For the best lawn on the block, give Luxury Lawn in Atlantic a call. They do leaf pickup, hedge trimming, gutter cleaning, spring cleaning and dethatching, and even snow removal. Give Luxury Lawn a call for an estimate at 712-254-0889.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Adair Casey High School as we get finishing up here tonight as the Bombers sweep a pair here this evening as they win the boys' game 53-40 in the game that you just heard. Let's take a look at some of the numbers for you here in the basketball game tonight for Adair Casey. 18 points for Emmett Wheatley as he led all scorers in the ball game tonight. And a lot of those coming in that second quarter, that pivotal second quarter for them where they really made a good run. As they ripped off the first 13 points of that quarter to turn around a 12 to 7 deficit and turn it into a 20 to 12 lead, and that was really the difference in the ball game. The Spartans never really recovered from that point in time. They hung around and gave themselves some opportunities, but couldn't find that one good run to get them right back in the ball game again and make them feel like they had a real serious shot at it down the stretch. And the Bombers come up with the win here tonight. Also 10 points for Cole Reha coming off the bench this evening for the Bombers. And Colton Sargent, the freshman off the bench, he had 9 points tonight. 7 for James Grubbs, 6 for Jake Reed. Also 2 points for Charlie Terry and 1 for Logan Dinkley at the free throw line here tonight. Good all-around game for the Bombers.
Yeah, you know, pretty good in transition. They played pretty well defensively, and then later in the game started to settle into the offense when they needed to run the time that they needed to get the victory and kept the Spartans at bay.
On the other side for the Spartans, 12 points tonight for Brady Hansen. Also 6 points this evening for Lucas Schwery. 5 points each for Tate Simpson and for Drew Buchholz coming off the bench. And then there were 4 players with 3 points apiece. Alex Amaral, Jared Hansen, Zach Peterson, and Drew Peppers all had 3 tonight. Tough offensive night for the Spartans. So with the loss, Exira EHK falls to 5-15 on the season, 5-14 in Rolling Valley County. Adair Casey with the win, they improved to 8-12 overall. They're 8-11 in conference play. And for the Spartans, that'll conclude their season as they'll get ready to move into the postseason. For the Bombers, they'll have 1 game left. It'll be here at home as they'll have a game coming up on Thursday night here at home against Guthrie Center. So that'll do it for us here tonight as the Bombers sweep the doubleheader here this evening. Our next high school basketball for you here on KJAN will come your way tomorrow night as Chris and I will be in Clarinda tomorrow night as the Atlantic girls will face off against the Clarinda Cardinals in Hawkeye 10 Conference girls basketball. We'll have the varsity game for you here on the air. That'll come your way at 7:30 tomorrow night. We'll be on the air about 7:20 to get you the broadcast. And again, that'll be a ball game where we'll have for you audio on AM 1220 and FM 101.1 on the web at KJAN.com as well as on your smartphones with the free KJAN app. And then you can also catch live streaming video of that ball game tomorrow night as well if you can't make it to Clarinda. Again, 7:30 start time. It's Atlantic at Clarinda Girls. Hawkeye 10 Conference playoffs tomorrow night here on the radio. Again, your final scores here this evening and here tonight. It was Adair Casey, 36-33 over Exira EHK. And on the boys' side, the Bombers complete the sweep with a 53-40 win over the Spartans. That'll do it for us. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this evening, and good night from Adair Casey High School.